And welcome back to our Digress podcast. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Sorry to leave y'all hanging like that. Life got lifey.
Yeah, sure.
You know, our schedules got fuller than we expected throughout January.
I wonder if that was going to happen.
Yeah, and January in total, just in this country, was a shithole, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many things to cover.
Well, we got a new president in January, so that's fine.
And then we got a new revolution on the 6th as well. So
on what?
No, we got a new revolution, then we got a new president.
Yeah. If they want to call it that.
Yeah. Let's introduce ourselves, because there's so much stuff that we can get off our chest, and if we want to.
Okay. Well, I'm Salo, and...
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
I'm a tire hoe.
I'm Dez, and still the fitness junkie.
Work, that's serious.
Yep, still the fitness junkie, still out here getting these gains. Oh, and I can cook.
Yes, you can cook.
I can cook. Even though I offered you some, and you were like, no thanks. I'm just like.
I'm like greatly irritated at this moment. And my appetite goes away whenever I'm like,
okay, irritated. I got you. I actually wish I was one of those people that actually had a slim appetite like that.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm just like, yo, I actually would like to be like, sometimes I want to have the option to be like, oh, I'm 8 hours. Great. I'm just like, no.
Or you're like, when you're stressed out, like you can, like you'll eat when you stress?
Yeah, because to me, eating is such like an important, like it's been, I think it's just my personal ethos. It's just like, it doesn't matter what's going on in my life. I'm still going to make sure I'm well fed. And it's almost like, and I think that comes from, also, I used to be a comfort eater.
Mm.
So it's almost like me and food have never, it doesn't matter what I'm going through. Food's never like the last option to cut out. It's almost like I'll cut out other things. Like, I won't do nothing. If you get, yeah. I'll be like, oh, okay. Rather than not eat food, I'm like, I'm just going to dehydrate myself or something like that.
Okay, that's great.
It happens. It's life.
I don't know. Like, if I'm irritated, I lose my appetite. If I get pissed off, I lose my appetite. If I'm sad, I lose my appetite. If I'm stressed out, I lose my appetite. If I have coffee, I lose my appetite. Yeah, I just go a very long time without eating. When did I eat? I ate at 9 something this morning.
You and Janet are the same person.
Yeah.
Exact same person. I have to remind her to eat.
Yeah, I have to remind myself sometimes.
I'm just like,
I stay on top of, I'm attempting to stay on top of my hydration now.
For me, that's, I'm not gonna lie, it's been a bit shaky. I haven't been doing as good as I have been, but I'm getting back on it now. And do you actually know what actually triggered me to even fill up this bottle yesterday? I saw Megan's post on her own fitness journey.
Oh, yeah, like she's doing really well.
Yeah, and I saw that, and I'm just like, okay, wait. The thing that helped me is drinking a gallon a day. And I'm just like, okay, because mine's been a bit stagnant. Even though, last time we talked, I was like in the, 220s. I'm now 214.
That's good.
So it's almost like, but I'm not losing as much of, I wasn't seeing as much as a consistent drop as I was seeing when I first started it now. And I'm just like.
Well, I mean, the more you lose, the slower you lose.
Yeah. I'm finding that out. And I think for me, it's coming to the point where I'm just like, yo. I've actually lost all of this at home now, and I might need to go to, like, the actual next level. And I'm just like, I'm not going to a gym yet, because I don't trust y'all.
Oh, yeah, see, no. The answer is no.
Because I'm just like, I'm reaching that point where I'm just like, yo, I'm reaching that point of my weight goal is actually in the distance. Like, I can actually see it now.
What is your weight goal?
I think it's like 200.
Oh, okay.
200, 180 to like 200 is the thing. And even though I'm saying it jokingly, I'm like, the whole goal is to gain one ab.
Oh. Okay. And that's doable.
It's doable. But I'm just like, I need the gym for some of that. If you get what I'm saying.
Maybe.
No, definitely. Because I've been looking out for all this stuff. And getting yourself healthy is expensive on the physical side as well. Like, even I was talking to my mom about it, and my mom has weights at her house, and I'm just like, how come nobody ever told us how expensive it is to actually buy weights?
Oh, yeah. You thought it was going to be, like, $4?
Or? Not even $4. They don't even, like, to the point where Amazon's actually sold out of them, like, the single, just one weight by itself. They're like, okay, cool, you want this, $20. As soon as you even, like, it's almost like a PS5 at this point. As soon as you put it in your cart, gone. And then the other ones that are, like, sets, they'll be like, okay, cool. You want a set of this? $150. And I'm just like, one what? Mm-hmm. I'm good, thank you. And plus, there's so much more machines that, like, I really know what I'm, Apple Fitness has been an actual, has actually got me back into doing HIIT a lot more frequently because they actually combine it with the Apple Watch so you actually can see it more consistently, and you can see it on your screen as well, so you can see where your heart rate is, how much calories you burned so far, and how much is left in the whole session.
Oh. Yeah, my watch shows me that whenever I wear it. I don't pay much attention to it.
Yeah.
I do notice, like, how many miles I walk, though.
For me, I've been doing the competitions.
What is that?
It's where you challenge the people who accept you on your the people who also have Apple Watches. When they accept you in your sharing folder, in your sharing file of the thing, you can actually challenge them to, like, a fitness challenge for 7 days.
Oh, that's interactive.
Yeah, interactive. So it's almost like I'm challenging two friends right now, and I just beat one of them last week, and now I'm facing Jonathan, and Jonathan's beaten me 2 times before because Jonathan's was a lot more active, but I hate losing.
Okay,
so I've been on top of it, and the most you can get is like 600 points per day, and that turns out to be in the 800 to in the 800 to 900 calories burned per day.
Okay.
And like, what is that? And like, yeah, an hour plus of exercise, workout consistently.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah. So doing that every day, because every time me and him used to do it before, he always used to gain like a sizable lead. And I'll be focused on school and everything else like that. And I'm just like, I would forget completely the whole day. And then I'll have that stop and start. But I've been going consistently now for, what is it? This is the 8th day in a row that I've been active. And yeah, it's an actual, like, full-blown habit now.
I mean, you want it to be.
Yeah. But what's been going on in the life of the next best nail tech in the world?
I'm just so sick of bitches who really think that I'm gonna fuck with you. Like, why jumped right into it?
Yeah, we back like a crack. Let's go.
Well, I mean, well, before I get into that, nail stuff's going great. I'm so tired. Like, they are really, like, towards the end, they throw assignments that's not really assignments. It's like, oh, we want this assignment by 11 a.m., but it's not actually an assignment. It's a certification. And we're like, well, girl, like this morning they were like, oh, I sent this website in the group chat. Like, go in here, and, you know, finish it, and then finish it by 11 and send us like the photos of the finished work. And click the link. It's like barbicide certification. I was like, why didn't you just say like, this is for y'all's barbicide certification? Like, okay.
How lazy does she think that your group is?
My thing is, my group, from the groups that I've seen, were honestly one of the best. But it's like, we're kind of like, why would you do that? Like, because we don't, like, there's no, I mean, there's that, and then we have to, like, schedule everything else for, like, the testing and everything. And so we're kind of like, okay, girl. But I guess she thought we would have been because we weren't pressed on doing, because towards the end, we're supposed to do a manicure and a pedicure towards the end of the whole thing. Like, in the last couple of weeks, you're supposed to, even if you've done one or however many throughout the whole duration, towards the end, you have to do one more. I don't know why. And I guess she thought we weren't going to be too enthused about doing it because majority of us were not pressed on doing feet, I included. And I wasn't. But then I was just like, girl,
it is what it is.
I'm just letting you know now, if you telling me, like, because we also have, like, the little silicone or, like, the fake feet or fake hands and stuff. And we were telling her, like, girl, if you're talking about the fake feet, that's no problem. Like, we can do that right now. However, comma, if you're talking about it has to be real feet, go ahead and fail me. Just go ahead and put an F on that, a specific assignment, because I'm not doing it. And I guess she realized we weren't playing. But for the mannequin, well, for my manicure, I was literally asking around the entire school. I was like, hey, who wants a manicure? Because I actually am tired of doing them on these hands. So, but everybody was like, oh, I can't. I said, okay, whatever, I don't care. Even though I was, like, really aiming for one of my teachers to do it, but then the teacher that I wanted to be there wasn't there today, and I was really mad about it. So, other than that, it's going great. I'm working on creating a cuticle oil to sell. Well, I already have a formula. I just have to actually make all the bottles.
Okay, small black business.
That part. And I'm wanting to make a hand and body scrub too, but that'll be later. Just because the supplies for a hand and body scrub cost more than making the ingredients for a cuticle oil by price of unit. But I have that going. I have to make, like, I think 5 or 6 because this lady wanted to buy one Monday. And also, like, really nice. I'll be using it on my damn self. But because the ingredients weren't cheap. But they really weren't. Because I was trying to find, like, pure everything, and it was like, oh, like, here's this. And then when I read the ingredients, it's like silicones and shit in there. And then, but it would be like $5. But then the one that I was wanting is like, oh, you want the real thing? It's only 4 ounces and it's $20. Thank you. And I'm like,
it's almost like with everything in this world, it's almost like if you actually want the pure, true benefits from it, yeah, almost like buying organic, you're going to have to pay over what we're used to in our processed world.
Exactly. Like, pure vitamin E oil was like 22. I was like, same thing with the rose hip. I was like, just kill me. Like, shoot me in the face. Like, whatever. Aside from that, yeah. I've spoken to my manager and partner. I don't know. I already got that secured, which is great. So I don't have to worry about finding a place to work out of. I'm also super excited and happy that I get to quit my job in about 2 weeks. because I have an interview tomorrow. I'm so ready to quit my job. I hate it so much.
This has been in the works for a while now.
Oh yeah, because I mean, aside from them as like a whole, just sucking balls, like the way they handled the pandemic was, if it wasn't a sign, like it showed everybody that was with us, like they do not care about us. We could drop dead and they'll be like, so you're opening tomorrow? Like, what's going on.
You'd be like, send a card around.
Literally. And I was just like, I'm not doing it. And come to find out, a good chunk of us are planning to leave at about the same time.
Yeah, might as well settle on a university location.
Yeah. But I mean, somebody's always got an application. And but my thing is, when my manager left, she was like hard pressed on just throwing people at the store from like other places, and including new hires and people that already work there. But we were just like, that's so crazy that you did that. Cause like a week before this, we just got like an email or whatever from higher ups and corporate saying to not borrow employees from other stores anymore because of COVID, but you're sending them here. Okay, cool. And then the new people who are like about to start working, we're confused because we can't see them on the little snag thing, like the snag a job website for employees. And we're like, we don't see them. And it's because she's pulling applicants from other stores. And we're like, but they applied to, we're like, they applied to work there, not here. And if they're applying to work at a Dunkin', I'm pretty sure they're like not hard pressed for cash. And if you're like, oh, you wanted to work in Kannapolis, but I want you to work over here, they're going to just not come. So whatever, girl. But onto what I was saying in the very beginning.
Let's get messy.
I don't understand pussy audacious bitches, because first you want to like boohoo, woo 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 and cry because you feel like somebody, me, doesn't, you know, rock with you anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay, don't know what to do about that. That sucks for you, I guess. The thing is, though, you can't turn around and then talk shit about me. Mm-hmm. And then try to show up to my house. Like,
come again?
That part. I'll reiterate.
We would get into the dirt of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, this human is dating a relative, and you thought that because you are dating them that whatever you said about me wasn't going to come back to me from that relative, and I wasn't going to know. And then you wanted, then you came to my house, and you thought I was going to just, like, kiki and be nice. What did Megan say?
I wish we had cameras, because if you can see the look on my face.
She a Casper to me, I need glasses to see. In the mall with her daddy, she a bastard to me. Okay. And that is an absolute fact. Cause yeah. I'ma just act like I don't see you, because that's the best thing I can do without going to jail. Mm-hmm. Even though I feel like I won't go to jail. But like, cause I mean technically it's in my house, so I could be like, oh, they broke in. But like anyway, like
June, and you don't have to give a camera footage unless you want to. So.
Yeah, and I don't have any in the kitchen, so.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
All allegedly.
Yeah, never happened. What? No. Yeah, never would do that. Mm. But I was just like, why? Like, you have to know he told me. Or are you just that stupid?
Some people are that stupid. You have to give people the room to be stupid.
Well, now that I think about it, given, yeah, she's that stupid. You know, and I'm trying to keep my cool.
We'll be right back. Welcome back.
Yeah, we're back.
After that scintillating intro. That we, you know, coming back with the heat. Like we never left. But going back into our first topics, you can see that the landscape in our podcasting is changing
yeah.
in general. as we see more people get into it and see more people venture into this world, the one thing I want to say specifically for this podcast is that I think I've actually mentioned this before, but I'm a fan first and like a creator second, even though I don't look at myself as a creator.
I don't either.
But in the technical sense, we actually are.
Yeah.
Because, but I think it goes back to the whole thing of might have been what we taught or what a business is and everything else like that. And we have no previous experience in this. So we used to see in proof of concept, everything else like that, like in a structure layout form and not just the way we're moving with it now.
Yeah.
Which is,
I mean, every body's just like, you know, different or whatever. Like different podcasts have different ways of how they go about it and like how they structure it and like, you know, just pretty much everything about it. It's free game because it's a podcast. Like it's not a song. It doesn't have to have, you know, two verses, a chorus, and then like a bridge and a beat. Like it doesn't have to be that. Like, but
yeah, and you need, the one thing that you need in this game is consistency. And when they say consistency, they mean years.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the whole podcasting market as a whole in general, only 5 to 10% are actually making livable money as a podcaster. So it's more of, you can see you're going to have the fun in it, because let's be honest here. We're no longer on Anchor because that was a rookie mistake on my behalf because we thought that would give us some leg up to actually pay for the production costs for this podcast and everything else like that. But no capitalism.
Yeah.
And it was more of the fact of, I realized how important it is to actually have your own, to actually own your own feed and to actually post your stuff on like Apple Podcast itself, because they can actually do more with your content without your consent because you put it in it, because you put it on their platform. And they say monetization, but you actually have to have, what is it? And even for the smaller podcast, you have to have like what, a consistent listener base of 1,000 to actually make money from this. I think what our one was $15 CPM, which is click per minute on our episodes, and that's just in general without the ads. And that traction is what really makes sure that you're seeing a ROI on your podcast. But it's more of the whole thing of this is still a new market in general, and people are still figuring out things.
Yeah.
Like, even though there's a whole advertising branch and everything else like that to it, people have not seen the potential that it can reach. It's not until you have a whole stadium full of people just listening to a podcast through it, I think it's actually reached this level.
Yeah.
Because, and it's actually even funny because even venues were, a few years ago, were just like, you want to do what, where?
Yeah. It was like pretty unheard of.
Yeah. They're like, are you going to pay us? They're like, why wouldn't we pay you if you want to use the venue?
Yeah.
But I see all of this to say is that this is a passion for me. I really know that Solo feels similar because I really know him. If he didn't want to do something, he wouldn't. He would be like, oh, that's cool. You can enjoy that.
Yeah, that is me. Yeah, like, okay. I mean, I enjoy just coming here, you know, chilling, not giving a fucking talk of shit. And then, you know, talking about what I want, I guess. But I see some of these other ones and it's just like, you know, you can pretty much see it like extremely, like obviously, like this isn't authentic. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can see some of the other ones and you're like, this sounds like a commercial, like a 2 hour long commercial. Like,
yeah.
Okay. And it's just like, for some people, like, you know, I mean, if that's what you want to go for, if that's the look, I guess, is what you're going for. I mean, I guess that's fine. But I mean, for me, it's just like, this is supposed to be like leisure. It's supposed to be fun. Well, it has to be. Like, I don't understand how you could do it and it not be. But like,
if you've actually reached a certain point,
yeah,
I can see how it can be like a job, because you're
because at that point,
you get it paid for it. Yeah.
But it's like, especially for like very like early on starters or like beginners of it, like it's got to be fun for you. Like, I wouldn't advise you do it if it wasn't. And then it's like the same way, like it feels like a job, like you just do not want it to feel like a chore. Like, you don't want it to feel like something that you gotta do. And it's just like, the minute it feels like that, you should just step out.
Mm-hmm.
Just because at that point, it'll carry into what you speak about. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people put on like a different personality or a different voice or whatever when they're recording, like how they do like people's Instagram personalities and YouTube personalities. I think podcasts are becoming similar in that.
Yes, they are.
And if that's your thing, like, you know, do that, but at the same time, still have fun with it. Like, you can put on like your speaking voice or, you know, whatever you do, but as long as you're having fun with it, I don't see the issue. However, if you're doing that and you know you don't want to be there, why? And not even to, like, you know, cap or anything, but, like, there's been times where I felt like that, and that was only because I'm extremely overworked and I have bills to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, like, do I want to do this? Because there's been times where I came and I'll be, like, I really would rather be in my bed in this moment.
I feel you.
But I'll, like, stick it out. And I, like, it'll, like, work into it. Like, it won't be immediate. Like, because in the beginning, I'll be like, ugh, why am I here? And then 10 minutes in, I'll be like, okay, I'm in the groove. Like, I'm chilling now. Like, it's whatever. Mm-hmm. Because my goal is for it to not feel like something that I have to, or something that's a chore, or something that is a job. Because if I feel like it's a job, I'm not going to be comfortable. Because I can't get comfortable in a job.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like for anybody who's doing it, like, it's got to be authentic. Like, it can't be, like, some frou-frou fake shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless you're, like, already fucking famous and you got it like that and, you know, now you're just sitting in a chair talking and people already know you.
There's a bunch of podcasts like that right now.
Yeah.
And those podcasts are mostly for advertising money. They don't even care. That's why they never last that long.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they have podcast seasons now, because these people would not do it unless there was a tech involved behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, why am I talking like this?
Yeah.
So it's almost like that's where the old influencer marketing comes into it. And plus, I think it's almost like anything in this day and age, it's more job than one. So it's almost like, because you're a podcaster, you have to be good at social media, you have to be good at marketing, you have to actually put in the time and work to actually get to these points.
Yeah.
Because if you don't do one without the other, and plus you have to be, if you don't do one without, let me finish that thought, if you do one without the other, you're not really gonna, I think personally, you're not gonna feel fulfilled, like you're putting out the best product there, if you're not actually putting in all the work that you know you can do in that moment. But it's one of those things where you can see the influencer marketing actually taking over, like, this space in general, because
mm-hmm.
you can ask somebody out of the gate who have like 250K first episode and everything else like that.
Yeah.
But it's more of the whole thing of people are getting smarter now in terms of emotional intelligence and turning like your voice and everything else. Some people are, at least. Some people are, at least, because there are still people who will be like, oh, yeah, he's a great guy. I'm like, no, he's not at all.
I mean, some people do that, but they use it as an excuse just for the sake of, like, fandom. Like, mm-hmm. they're not, like, they don't actually
care.
Yeah. But, I mean, for some of them, it's just, like, when I've listened to a couple. Oh, I've listened to a few, actually. One of them, I was like, you know, this is actually entertaining. Like, you know. But that's because in their actual, I mean, prior to them podcasting, they were already, like, comedic personalities.
Okay, yeah.
Like, they already have.
They have some notoriety.
Yeah. So it's just, like, it wouldn't be hard for them to, like, essentially, quote, unquote, sell on podcasting because they already sell their personality.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, you know, they're a producer or they rap and then all of a sudden, hey, I want to do a podcast. Like, girl, what? No. But, and I actually thought it was like pretty entertaining. It was pretty cute and funny. The other two, however, it's just like, are y'all buying this shit?
Yo.
And the reason why I like the other one is because they're also doing it with the same co-host that they do their other work with. And they're also like super close friends. So like they're just talking. That's why when I see the other ones, I'm just like, girl, y'all be really like listening to this shit like over and over. Okay.
Who are you? I think one thing about me is that come correct if you're going to do one. Come correct. Because if the sound quality is bad, I'm turning it off first get. Do not play with my ears. I heard one podcast with this person that has a very popular platform as well, and it sounded like a crunchy bar. And I'm just like, you're too famous in this modern day and age to be having this crappy sounding audio.
Yeah, like you could probably put a studio in your whole house. And
if not, you have the money to actually get a sponsorship for somebody that can actually give you the equipment that you need.
For fucking free. Like, literally, you probably could do that.
And you're over here with this dial-up connection sound coming out and putting other...
Come on, AOL.
There's this one person I know that actually used their Instagram Live as their podcast recording and put that out as a podcast.
Wait, what? How?
You can save your Instagram Live.
I would just hit record on the phone. I wouldn't even have did that.
I know, but then the one thing that people don't know realize is that you actually do need a podcast. You actually need a co-host here because...
Yeah, it's kind of weird to do it by yourself because you're just... talking like you're not having a conversation, which is why I like podcasts mostly. Like, it's a conversation happening, mm-hmm. so it's like it's not just someone talking. Because if I wanted to hear one person talking, I would watch a fucking TED Talk
or their YouTube channel.
Yeah, like exactly. But that's not why I'm here. Like, I don't know. It's just a little weird, unless it's just like. Like those quicker podcasts, like 5 minutes, 6 minutes, this is just news. Like, it's
either quicker podcast or if you're actually a legit journalist.
Yeah. Like, hey, I'm out here in these streets. I just saw so and so, I don't know, take a shit on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Like, just let y'all know. Peace out.
Almost like I think the only person that I listen to that has a solo podcast is Bomani Jones, and he's a sports journalist.
Okay.
So it's almost like he has guests on Thursday, but on the Tuesday show, it's majority of him talking. He talks to his audio engineer sometimes, like, but it's mostly him giving his thoughts on sports and what's going on. And I think that's acceptable to me because I want to hear his opinion on sports and what's going on in the sports world, as opposed to the other podcasts like I listen to, like The Read.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of, I don't know why, but like The Read, who almost like it's more about pop culture or just what's going on in life in general.
Mm.
So I think, yeah, that's why I said journalist, because if you're not actually in the field and don't use words as a living, you're going to struggle.
Yeah.
Keeping up even a 30-minute podcast.
Yeah. Just because it's like, how are you going to, it's difficult to make it feel engaging when it's just you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because unless your demographic is extremely interactive to where if you say on your, like, podcast, like, hey, if you feel this, like, send me a DM or put a hashtag and let me know. Mm-hmm. And they literally all do that.
Yeah.
That would be one thing, because it would be aware, like, your listeners are active listeners. However, most listeners aren't, because I'm not. So
I am.
Like, I follow or whatever, but I don't leave comments. Because if I don't like it, I'm just not going to listen.
I'm one of those people who can pick up other things in between the lines. Like, things that you don't know you said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, oh, you're trying to be secretive. Almost like people, I'm like, you can't be secretive on a podcast as much as you think you can. As much as you think you are, especially with the, especially as your podcast rises.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's going to be more people who are going to know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be like, oh, I meant to go see Dun-dun-dun on 54th Street. And all you said was 54th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, oh, that restaurant or that person or this event was there that night.
Yeah.
And then it's almost like piecing two and two together.
Yeah.
So it's more of the whole thing of bring yourself. You can't fool yourself as you should, because nobody should get your full self in anything that you do unless you want to give that to them.
Mm.
But come with a, just come with the vision and the passion to stay.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, and it's cool to say things are not for you.
Yeah.
If you tried it and didn't do it, cool. The main reason why we don't even record at either of our houses is because this studio is just very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very nice place for us to actually come and record.
Yeah.
But do I want my own studio at my house personally? Yes. So I can save some money.
True.
Because you can also do you also can do a podcast from your home. But as you know, I'm a...
If you got the duck, it's for it, because, girl, I know I don't.
Yeah. But that goes back to the point of I'm a bit of a perfectionist in that aspect of me doing a podcast. I wanted to sound as professional sounding. And when I say professional sounding, I mean, like, the sound quality is very crisp and clear.
Yeah,
so I'm the person that edits it and actually listens back and be like, okay, you can clearly hear me and Salo in very clearly and everything else like that.
I know for me personally, like, I'm also a perfectionist, so I know, like, what I want to put out. I want it to always be, like, you know, on 10. But I know as far as, like, what I consume, I'm pretty indifferent, which is, like, weird. Like, for a podcast and, like, YouTube videos included, like, there doesn't always have to be, like, this insane lighting setup, the best camera quality, the best mics. If I'm just interested in the content, I'm just interested in the content.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unless what you're showing me is something visual on YouTube, okay, yeah, you need some good lighting and a good camera so we can see what the fuck you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're on that YouTube channel just talking about something, I don't really care. Like, I don't even need to see your face, actually. But, like, unless, I mean, of course I can visibly see something. Like, I mean, at this time, day and age, like, the smartphones and everything are damn near, like, top quality cameras. So, like, I mean,
yes,
you can do quite a bit with just a phone and a ring light.
Yes, you can.
So it's like, will the sound quality be, like, the best? I mean,
and like,
no,
the,
but they can hear
well.
What, yeah. Like, the sound quality may not be the best, but, I mean, they can hear what the fuck you're saying. It's not, like, no shade to Android. So, like, that was the first thing I could think of. But it's
Android's,
like,
always left out until last.
Yeah. I mean, but, like, just get a nice ring light and a tripod and turn that phone around. Like, in, like, there's YouTubers, literally, who have popped all the way off with just an iPhone.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, it's very possible, like, if you don't have all the equipment and everything like that, they can still make it pop. It's just about the content. But I mean, again, that would be cute for other people.
That would be cute for other people. But the world is out there for your taking. The way the world is shifting right now.
Steal it. Sorry.
No, you're right. You're completely right. It's to the point where it's almost like, yo, we're seeing a shift in the world right now. People are making hella money from this pandemic. Yes. Especially last week.
Yes.
But we'll talk on that a bit more later. But it's more of the whole thing of claim your space now. Because podcasting still hasn't taken off. Or just claim your space. Have something outside of your job. Have something outside of your career. Almost like the main reason why I started cooking is because I wanted something that wasn't based on me making a monetary profit from it. And something that I can enjoy and something that feels good to me. So that's why I took up cooking, because I'm just like, yo, everything else in my life is going to be ends to a mean. What's something I can do for me and something I can actually do that can actually make me feel like I'm accomplishing something, because I like the sense of accomplishment, but I'm detaching myself from the idea that it always has to be attached to a dollar check.
That's how I feel about nails. Except, like, if somebody was like, you know, like, if I could do nails for free, but I mean, I need to make a living and pay my bills.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that. And also the cost of product. Anyway, the point is, if I could do it for free and still live quite easily, I would.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, that feeling when you just did, like, a bomb-ass set, like, there's no denying it because it's in my fucking face. And if there was any imperfections, I would be able to point it out because I did it. And I would be the one to say, I fucked up right here.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't, because that set is fucking legendary.
You better tell them.
Like, that feeling, like, you got to find it somewhere. That's why I be feeling bad for, like, the older generation, because it's like, y'all really be dedicating your lives to doing, like, shit.
To corporate life.
Yes, and you hate it. Like, you openly hate it, and you're just like, which, I mean, if you gotta get a check, I mean, yeah, but it's like, are you gonna do something else besides that?
Yeah, because the thing about that is that your kids are not gonna blame you for expressing yourself.
Yeah.
And even if you don't, and I think it's the majority of the people that actually do that, even though some people who don't have kids who still do that, the majority of people who actually do have kids that subscribe to that mindset use their kids as a crutch. And I'm just like, I didn't stop you being a person because I'm here now.
Yeah, and I like how that's getting more and more played out, because mm-hmm. I hate hearing and seeing that, just because it's like they're quick to say, like, oh, no, I'm not saying I'm blaming them. But it's like, oh, but you are, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're saying, if I didn't have these kids, I would have been here. Which you don't even know to be fact, because you're not there now. But you're saying you're not there because you had kids.
I think for me, I'm saying it more in a way of...
But it's like, you can always do what you want.
You can always do what you want. I think I'm saying it more in the way of when your kids even get to that adult age.
What do you do after that?
Yeah, it's almost like we have a person, like, even though our parents are the people who are like, we don't have friends, we don't do friends and everything else, I'm just like, why would you put yourself in that position? Because you're putting too much onus on your children to be your friends, but you brought us up and literally said several times, we're not your friends.
Yeah.
So do you actually see what kind of conundrum you put yourself into? Mm. So when we don't come over and visit that much or as often as we did, it's kind of like that whole thing of, we want you to be as happy as you want because you made us happy. You made us happy to a certain degree with the way you're taking care of us in some situations. But even in the other ones, children don't want to have unfiltered guilt. Like, nobody wants to be that child to be like, oh, I'm having fun traveling and doing everything else like that, but my mom's home. I'm just like, my mom or dad is home, and I'm just like, that's, you need to start living for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty open about, I don't know if I'm like open about it, but like, I'm pretty aware and like vocal of like what I feel bad about in certain situations. None of those situations have anything to do with my parents though.
Mm-hmm.
Just because like right now it's just with my grandfather. And it's not even like guilt. It's just like a, I'd be interested in doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't actually feel guilt for it.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
But then I feel like the same amount of courage it takes to say that you do feel guilt for something, you also need to be confident and not guilty for the fact that if you don't.
Yes.
Like, do I feel guilty for like what's going on between like me and like my grandparent? No, I don't. But am I willing to like do something about it? Oh yeah, sure. Because I'm not petty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not that deep. Well, not to me. So it's like, I'd be interested because it's still my granddad. However, am I going to feel bad for it? Absolutely not. But I feel like when people feel that guilt, it's like, okay, you feel it. Like, we'll do something about it.
True shit.
Because, like, what I've realized, guilt, hatred, and anger are very tiring.
Yes.
Like, they're really tiring, and I don't like feeling it because it literally makes me tired. So if I can't do something about one of the three, which is either forgive, fight, or not give a fuck, or, you know, give a fuck and do something about it, why are you still doing that?
I think because the older generation doesn't know about certain definitions or vocabulary words that we use now, like self-deprecation.
Yeah.
They don't know that's a thing. They just think that's how they are.
Yeah.
I think it's just the whole, the way we have expanded our minds with each generation that comes after them.
Because, I mean, a lot of people's personalities are based on their day job.
Saying it.
So it's like, of course you don't.
Yeah, and it's almost like company loyalty is stupid now.
Oh, yes.
But to them, they're just like, what do you mean? It's stupid.
Yeah, that's dumb. They don't give a fuck about you. Like, a lot of these places do not invest in their people anymore.
I know, but it's almost like saying that to them, but be like, no, but that's how I grew up. And okay. It wasn't until those certain stories that came out where it's almost like, this person worked with the company for 15 years and they fired him one day before retirement so that he cannot get on his pension. I'm just like, I'm sorry you have to learn a lesson that way, but just the way the games.
And that's why it was so annoying, because I was listening to a podcast, actually, about, it wasn't like a old versus young or like a one generation versus another. It was just about people who were, the topic was essentially about people who don't have company loyalty versus people who do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, they were saying like, no, it looks super unprofessional for you to not have job loyalty, because when you have a resume and they see that you only worked at this place for only a few months and then this place for a few months and this place for a few months, but they look at my resume and they see that I put years in. And it's like, okay, but they kept getting those jobs though.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like wherever they're going, there's turnover, whether it's high or low.
Mm-hmm.
There's turnover, and they either needed or wanted that person. Either way, they got the job. And if they took the job, sounds to me like they either matched the pay or paid more, and or there were benefits, which is annoying to still need, which is also confusing because we won't even be getting Social Security.
Say it.
On top of the fact, one of the main benefits people are literally looking for jobs for isn't even for an income anymore. It's for health insurance. So loyalty to them when they literally told you that you're getting the bare minimum of health insurance in the bare minimum of other benefits, it's hard for me to understand why you have loyalty to him.
Exactly. And it says to me that having company loyalty is more like saying, how much can we exploit you?
Yeah. And it's the same with like schools and stuff. Like, girl, I'm not traveling this world with a banner on the back of my fucking car saying I went to this college. They do not give a fuck. Like, they really don't. Like,
unless you can do something for them in return.
Exactly.
Like, imagine if
all Beyonce you did was buy college. Merch.
Imagine if Beyonce went to college.
Like, that college, good luck getting in. Whatever college she went to, good luck getting in.
No, I'm saying
everybody's gonna buy their merch.
Yeah, that's
they're gonna make so much money off of it, and that's the only interest. Like, and it's just like, do y'all really? Like, the only people that I can even slightly understand that with is like athletes, honestly, because it's like, okay, you're using the school as a stepping stone to do what you want to do in professional sports or whatever.
They changed the whole rule of basketball because LeBron James skipped college.
Exactly.
Changed the whole rule. They're like, nah. We missed out on Kobe. We're not. And we missed out on Kobe and LeBron. Nah. Change this shit. Nah. So they were like, they changed that.
After. And did Michael not finish? Did he not finish?
No, Michael went to North Carolina.
No, I'm saying, did he not finish?
For them, it doesn't matter.
Oh, still doesn't?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, word.
It matters that you went.
Okay.
So as soon as you go and play a game in their jersey, that's all they need. Mm. So that's why they made it a one-and-done rule. The one-and-done rule means you have to play. They're changing it now because the game's up, and now it's on the process of people being able to make money off their likeness in college sports now.
Mm-hmm.
So before that, it was more of you had to play 1 year and then bounce. But then a lot of people would stay because they went to either really good basketball schools or they really wanted to be a good basketball, a college basketball legend. So they wanted to play in the Final Four, which is the tournament that takes place in March where all the colleges and everything else like that play to see who's the best college team in America and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they make the most money.
Yeah.
Is the Final Four. Because you see almost like but the best players always get paid behind the table.
Yeah. I don't understand why it has to be like,
because they tied their own hands behind their back.
Yeah. And it's just like, these schools don't give a fuck about y'all. Like, they really don't. And the same way with these schools don't. These jobs don't.
They will yank your scholarship if you get injured and you can't play again. They will yank it. Unless they have a little bit of heart, they'll let you keep it and rat it out if they really like you. But if you're just a player who's just average, they will yank that scholarship faster than you can say Yankee Doodle.
Wow. And it's just like, and it's the same thing with each job. And it's like, I don't understand why that is still something to be debated about. Just because, how many stories do you have to hear about Jeff Bezos or like these other corporations who literally don't care about their employees, especially with how this pandemic has gone? It really shouldn't be a topic of conversation. Like, you're fully aware of how these companies have purposely put their employees in harm's way.
Speak on it.
And we're essentially like, hey, if you don't, you're, you know, fired, and we're not going to lie to get unemployment. Because unemployment's going to contact the employer, and they're going to tell your manager to tell them.
And let you not work in the service industry, especially in this pandemic. You won't see a job for, you're going to have to change industries because service is still shut down.
Exactly. So it's just like, company loyalty is stupid. Like, and I've always known since I was a kid, I was going to own my own business or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I'm glad I had that thought because, like, and I didn't, as a child, of course, I'm not aware of, like, how companies suck balls. But, like, now it's like, thank God I had that revelation, I guess, because these companies literally could allow you to drop dead and not care.
Mm-hmm. Because the funny thing about it is that.
And then when you get those health insurance packages, when you go full time, the deductibles.
So this is the thing I found out. It's almost like. You can give your employees good healthcare insurance.
Oh, yeah.
But that means you have to take home less money yourself. Mm-hmm. Because the more, the better the health insurance that you give them, the more comes out of your pocket. And for me, I would personally swallow that cost.
Yeah, I don't see the issue with that because I'd rather have healthy employees who don't. Is there a lot of people who are like, I cannot afford to go to the hospital. I cannot afford to go get this extra checkup. I cannot afford to get this extra physical or get this blood test ran because my copay doesn't even pay 20%. Like, I can't do that. Versus if you give your employees good health insurance, they'll take no issue. Like, okay, I feel a little funny. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to go ahead and go and just check it out and see what's going on.
For me, it's more of the whole thing of people be like, what if the person misuses it and everything and that, this, that, and the other. I'm more of the whole thing of, if I give you good health insurance and you do whatever you want with it, just make sure that you're doing good work.
Yeah.
If you get what I'm saying. And I'm just like, that's not really that much of a whole thing because I'm like, no, you should feel like. And the funny thing is that I think what I was trying to say was that people will be like, but what if they misuse it or whatnot? I'm just like.
That's their problem.
Yeah, I'm just like.
At the end of the day, I know I did enough on my end.
Yes, it's almost like they would be like, okay, but what if they're not grateful? I'm just like, why should they be grateful for.
They're making me money.
Not even making me money. That's, to me, that's based in human decency.
Yeah, like, what do you mean if they're not grateful? The fuck? What? Like.
It's almost like
a lot of them got this job because of the health benefits.
I never forget when the pandemic started and some people were posting the quote unquote clap for heroes they were doing for their workers at their own store. And Kroger was like, oh, thank you so much for sticking to us through this pandemic. Get yourself a free Pepsi.
And I thought that was like really funny because I remember being extremely agitated because this customer came in. And literally bought like a $50 gift card and was like, you know, keep it with you guys, like keep it behind the register or whatever. And any essential workers that come here, it's for them, like pay for their meal with it. And I was just like, that's really cute for you. You realize I'm an essential worker, correct? And I'm just like, so fuck my drag. Like, all right, cool. That makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
Nah, I definitely get what you mean.
And I've been against the whole, like, you know, what is essential and what actually isn't essential. Like, a good amount of essential jobs are not actually essential.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, but they're being forced to work because they're quote unquote essential. So it is what it is. So it's like when you're like, oh no, these are for like the real essential workers. It's like.
The real what? Come again?
Like, excuse me?
Yeah. I got you. But I think the main.
Now, if you would have been like, here's a $50 gift card. This is for people that come in here who are essential workers. And then here's a $20 tip. Oh, work. That is so sweet. But when you like come into my face. And then you're like, here, this is for them and them only. Okay.
The main goal, I think the main takeaway from this topic is claim what's yours. It's never too late.
And do it now, Jesus.
Yes, do it now. Because this is, the gate is actually opened. And just prosper for yourself and the people around you. and we'll be right back.
And we're back.
Welcome back to WGFN.
I don't know what that is.
I just made up a radio station acronym.
Okay.
I'm your host, Dez. Sounding like a fucking Quiet Storm. Get into the smooth and sultry tones.
That's sultry?
That's what they usually, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Work sultry.
Yeah, I don't.
I love that for you, honestly.
I don't really have a sultry.
You don't?
So, your first song for the rotation, you know, welcome mm-hmm. back. Yeah. You know, it's been a while.
All right. Are you starting or am I starting?
You're starting.
Okay, work. My first station as a homosexual is mm-hmm. Turn It Up by Paris Hilton. That is a jam, period.
Okay, so number two, hit me.
Number two for me is Starstruck by Lady Gaga on the iconic Fame Monster album. Was it Fame Monster? It was Fame Monster.
Fame Monster.
But yeah.
Sing it.
No.
Why not?
Blow my heart. Put your hands on my waist, pull the fader. Run it back with original flavor. Cue me up, I'm the 12 on your table. I'm so starstruck. Baby, catch up on my heart up. Make me number one on your playlist.
And your last choice.
Weak Ass Bitch by Megan Thee Stallion, because Hoes was trying me and I listen to that song every time I want to fight.
Energy.
I, yeah. I don't want to hear no more shit talking out of none of you bitches. For the rest of the motherfucking year, I address it and let me see if you gonna test me. On that weak ass shit. Fuck you and your weak ass friends. Don't nobody want your man weak ass dick. Don't gonna play with me, ho. You will swear I'm dead wrong. In the comments, but in person, you would show. This ain't what you want. Run through your shit like a cone. All that rah-rah talking loud, need to watch your fucking tone. If you bout it, bring them out. You ain't never gonna address me. Don't know who you talking about. Come in. Come in.
We'd have had a whole concert.
Hell yeah. That's how make me want to just, ooh.
My gadget. It brought in your inner knuck if you buck, you know?
Yes. If you
jumping off from all this day, storm bro like Johnny Cage.
That was a good jam though too.
I know, right?
For me, I thought it was, well, I guess no, because a few people that I met don't know that song, but they know like To the Windows of the Wall, and to me those are just as iconic.
When were they born? you not know Knock Your Shoe Box?
I mean, well, I know for a fact one of them is 99. The other one, and we're like the same age.
That's more concerning. 99 can get a pass.
Like, I'm like, oh, girl, you should know this. Like, what? You don't know this song?
No, it's a must, right? Yeah,
if but then they also didn't know Stilettos, Pumps. Like, they also didn't know that. Or the original.
So, I lived in London for, what is it, 7 years. That was out when I was in London. I still came back, didn't acknowledge, and knew about Stilettos, Pumps. So, it was almost like, how?
Yeah, I was like, okay. Something's wrong over here.
Because I'm just like, I get music tastes and everything else like that, but if you're...
There are some songs you can't avoid.
I think it's one of those things where if you're in the black culture, even though you have your own musical taste, you're still going to run by some music that's going to be in the mainstream.
Yeah.
If you get what I'm saying.
Like, when Justin Bieber first came out, there was no way nobody knew...
Baby.
Yeah.
Or Somebody to Love.
Yeah, like... Or like when Adele got hot. Who didn't know Someone Like You, Rolling in the Deep? Like,
talk to me.
Like, you don't know Knock If You Buck? Are you crazy? Ugh.
But my picks. So I'm starting off back with the beginning of the UK. Started with some UK grime with one of my favorite artists called Getz. Ridiculous MC. His skills are like. He's one of those rappers where you have to, like, rewind it back and be like, there's a metaphor I didn't catch there because he just made it.
Mm-hmm.
He woven it so, like, seamlessly. You'd be like, wait, that actually sick, but.
How do you feel about Lady LaSure? Lady LaSure?
I don't feel about Lady LaSure.
Do you know who that is?
Yes. Oh, okay. I haven't, ever since she stopped doing the Queen's Speech stuff, I'm just like, okay, cool.
Yeah, well, she stopped at it, too.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, cool.
I was like, I kind of like the Queen's Speech. I don't know why we...
But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've kept up. I've heard a few UK gossip stuff. I'm just like, okay, cool. But it's like... I think she's just living her own life now. She's still making music, but it's almost like it's UK-focused now. But yeah, Mozambique with Getz, JK, and I love this girl on the intro, Moonchild Sally. She is amazing.
What's wrong with these nicks? Man can't tell me about these streets. Man never grew up near no damn beach. Man's got shooters from Mozambique. Shoot off Mozambique. So you lot roll in peace. But if you got something to say, do not hold him, please. They say death comes in twa, so I do not roll in freeze. Are you lot dying to piss? Cause you look like you're old in peas. Pull up, stolen Jeep. Hood up, phone the police. Push up your boat and bleed. I heard they cook up the coke and leave. Man's going in there now. I'm just up the road indeed. I swear I search everywhere like I'm looking for phone and keys. Knife in the wind, coke and breeze. Wish your girl never saw that. Poor Candice. Four man deep, one felt froggy, they saw man leap. Run told on the young crow that week. All that week, all that's weak. Hole in your brain, you ain't got a thought that deep. Man think I'm missing a drop. What? I caught that clean.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. Speak the streets, bro. Only way, dog. Cops don't know. Pay the streets, dope. Sell some real green dope.
Thoughts?
I like that.
Yeah. So yeah, that was Getz and Mozambique. He has a new album coming out on the 17th, and I actually cannot wait for that. The thing about me and UK albums is that I don't have the same hype as I did when I was there, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, because there's nobody to have it with.
Yeah, and it's almost like I know you can have your own internet community, but...
That's different.
Yeah, but that's still even harder to build in this day and age where people are more like, nah, bruv, this is just Twitter. And I'm like, no. So every social media app you're on, people like, oh, it's just Twitter. I'm like, Twitter is real life. You're a real person on this app.
Yeah, but I know what people mean when they say that.
I get what people mean, but I'm talking about when it comes to like...
But I feel like that has more to do with like confidence to say certain things.
I think it has confidence to say certain things, or but overconfidence not necessarily. To yeah. say certain things. And I'm just like, people do not know how to thread that. And that's why I say it's real life, because people don't know how to thread that line.
Yeah, because I mean, that reminds me of like PlayStation, like gaming or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck, don't.
Oh no!
I was like, he's gonna send my phone flying. But it's kind of like that on PlayStation, because I know some people are like, "Oh no, that's just my friend on PlayStation." It's like, okay, but that's your friend in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's okay if it is. Like, it's not a bad thing, because I know, like, I mean, there's some people on PlayStation where it's like, you know, I don't give a fuck about them. We just play a game together. Mm-hmm. But then I have other friends on PlayStation that I've never met in real life, and I'm fully like, that's my husband. I don't care. Like,
but I think that's what I mean, and I think it's also to the point that,
and we talk like every day.
That's your husband. I think for me, it's more of the whole thing of people take this online anonymity thing a bit too far sometimes, because I'm just like, yo, these people,
you can't be found. You know that, right?
Exactly.
Like, if somebody has enough drive, you can get found.
It's that, and plus, people still have feelings.
Yeah.
People take that out of context, and it's especially a wonderful place where you see people get brought up on their hypocrisies, rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's almost like, so you tweeted on a public platform and then got upset that people found your trait to be disgusting. That's what I mean. I think when I say it's just Twitter, I don't mean in the whole way of people.
I feel like that, like Cardi B falls under that a lot, because I feel like she really feels like, oh, it's just Twitter. Like, it's not your diary. You have followers. Like, they're watching. They're paying attention to you because they're a fan.
Not even if you have followers. It's like, almost like right, almost like this week or past week when we released this, the thing that's going on right now is this woman actually put, I don't know how she did it, but she mistakenly put Gorilla Glue on her hair.
What?
She thought it was a Gorilla put. She actually put Gorilla Glue on her hair.
Who?
This black woman on TikTok.
Oh my God.
And she actually, like, it slicked back. Like, she actually tried to wash it. She washed it on TikTok. She's like, I washed it 15 times. This won't come off.
Oh my God.
And now people are just like invested in it, and I'm just like, that's what I mean when I say this is like real life.
Yeah, that's devastating.
Because I'm just like, nobody else would actually,
I mean, fuck the hair, but like, that's your scalp.
Yes, because I'm just like, you can't even shave that off, because
yeah, it's still there.
Yeah, because the razor might go slick over because it's sheeny now. It's like really like,
oh my God.
Yes.
Even though, like, my first question is, how did you mistake Gorilla Glue for the Gorilla Glue gel? Because they don't.
I think because of the
I mean, they both have a gorilla on the front, but the bottles are very different.
Yeah, the packaging is very similar. And everything. Wait, okay, so
it depends on which Gorilla Glue she owns, because the Gorilla Glue, it literally looks like a bottle of Elmer's glue repackaged.
Mm-hmm.
And the gel looks like this weird curvy shit. But depending on, I don't know if they have different packages for the glue, but the gel, I know what the gel looks like easily. But the glue just definitely looks like Elmer's.
Okay, so let me get this last song off and then. Wait, I didn't even play Sophie.
Oh, yeah, you didn't.
This is all over the place.
We're crackheads.
Yeah. Welcome back, you know? Okay, this is Hard by Sophie. This is just an all over episode, so.
You're going to bear with this. You don't have an option.
I was actually going to let that So yeah, thankfully you stopped me because I was going to let that ride.
I could see myself fully busting a runway down to that.
Yes, because it's just so hard.
Yeah.
Okay, and last song, I'm just going to switch it up. It's going to be like, I was going to choose something else, but nah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh.
Future and Lil Uzi Vert.
Ooh, sorry. Did you hear about that diamond in his face? I keep seeing memes of thousands of grams of grams and certified stones that came on a time clock. All of my woes, coyotes be sticking together, we coming like shot toss. Put a tracker on that bitch if you love her, cause she coming through like a goon squad. I put it on in the Zaba, I got different designers all over. Coops on coops, top to top of the Rolls Royce truck, you know it's gonna be over. Bitch, do it up, I say she on front line, come through like a soldier. Now that you got my attention, you better get put on suspension if I see the greed. Like I'm a part of the lynch, got 21 chains on my neck, had to go down my knee. Breaking codeine, roll up a leaf, I fuck on this bitch. Now she's so boss, Stella McCartney, I'm drippin' so nerdy, my feet was a birdie, alone that was it. Talk a few bells, oh yeah, that's it. Burning down Rondell, oh yeah, that's it. I can put it on the scale, oh yeah, that's it. Ballin' in Chanel like a player, that's it. Rainbow, rollie, oh no, that's it. Got a bisexual girl, that's it. Do a professional girl, that's it. Trippin' like a male, oh yeah, that's it. Put on it. Song's called That's It, and I can tell, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of let me, like, you know, embrace that bit toxic side, you know. I heard it on Twitter actually like a few weeks ago,
yeah.
And I'm just like, I listen to it. I'm just like, yo, this actually,
yeah, that's it.
I'm like, this actually goes. I listened to the other songs. I'm just like, yeah, no, just this one. It's
cool. That's how I feel about that one song by Metro Boomin.
In 21 Savage.
No, I forgot what the name of the song is. It's on my phone somewhere.
Yeah, because I saw a lot of people were actually like happy.
Space Cadet. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. I saw a lot of people actually happy when this first came out, this joint album first came out, because it's almost like,
I think it was like that Blink challenge, I think, that was on TikTok or something, with the line that goes across the screen that freezes when it goes past.
Okay.
And you have to like blink and not move the rest of your
face. Oh,
you
mean Gunna?
Yeah, Gunna. Yeah, it was it Metro Boomin featuring Gunna? Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that song, I'm just like, okay, cool. I'm just like, I'm like 2020 is full of surprises because I never thought I would actually listen to a whole feature or Uzi. I've listened to Uzi songs by myself before. But
I've never listened to an Uzi song where he's by himself. I've listened to songs where he's a feature, but it's not because I wanted to hear him. But yeah.
Sure, I get what you mean. But yep, we back. Sorry for the wait.
And come on, Drake.
I know, right? I can't wait for his album to come out either.
He has an album coming out?
Yeah, it was supposed to come out in January, but my man tore his ACL. So.
Oh, what does it have to... Okay.
I think it's a good... I think the reason why he pushed it back, and plus it's a good excuse for him, is because we're still in a pandemic.
Yeah.
And an artist like him, he needs a full stadium to perform.
Oh, he plans on performing?
That's how most of them make their money.
Well, yeah, but I don't think has anybody been going on tour aside from the City Girls?
With new modified tour, which is Houston, Miami, Atlanta. That's the new tour.
So is it like a, do they have like a social distancing stadium?
No. What do you mean?
Oh, okay.
We in there. The City Girls did one in Miami last weekend. Packed.
Well, I mean, I saw that, but I knew that they wouldn't. But like I've heard about like different places having like social distancing,
but not to the level of what a Drake would acquire to perform.
True.
So it's almost like the City Club, the City Girls still would do a club to get the bag, but Drake's like, why would I? Have you seen my house?
Yeah.
Why would I need to do a club appearance? He's not Bob Woodward.
Yeah. No.
So, yeah, so thank you so much for listening to this. Follow us on all social media platforms. I Digress Pod on Instagram, Podcast Digress on Twitter, and other social media platforms coming in the future.
Yeah.
And we will see you guys next time. Stay blessed, stay safe, stay healthy.
Yeah, do that.